Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
So, guys, I'm accessible.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
We got to pause this because Jerry Seinfeld has just shouted out your dad on Saturday Night Live.
I wasn't on Rich Eisen.
No, you were. I saw it.
I like Rich Eisen. I find him accessible.
The Rich Eisen Show. Earlier on the show, Buccaneers head coach Todd Bowles. Coming up, host of the Life Gorgeous podcast, Craig Kilborn. Plus, your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's right. Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air here on the Roku channel. This Rich Eisen Show, terrestrial radio affiliate, Sirius XM, Odyssey, and more. And if you're just joining us, you joined at a perfect time, because this is the feel-good hour of the Rich Eisen Show right now, everybody. How's about that? The host of the Life Gorgeous podcast and somebody who I met many, many moons ago, 1996, for the first time when we did a sports center together, one of my favorites, Craig Kilborn is here, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen.
Timberwolves pride. Nice to hear you and Chris talk about Paul Maid and hair gel. You two guys. Very riveting. Hearing you guys talk about Paul Maid.
Well, hey, man, I used to put in the crew. Is what it was like, a crew sort of paste, yeah, back when you and I did sports centers together. That had the flock of seagulls. I had the wisp, right? Wasn't that the phrase we heard the other day? I had the wisp.
Yeah, Jerry said the wisp.
Hey, I had the wisp. Congrats on having Seinfeld on.
Thank you, sir.
I'm a big fan of his. I love his. I think I like the man more than the television show. He focuses. It's all about jokes. He knows what he wants to do. It's pretty simple. Joke, joke, joke.
Yes.
That's all he thinks about.
He's a comedy technician.
Yes.
He's a technician.
Yes.
Good to see you, man.
Thanks, brother.
When I texted you last week, I said, how does next Tuesday seem? And then you texted me back right in the middle of another Wolves sweep. We popped that up on the screen right there.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that. The martini glass, the wolf emoji, and the fist pound.
Yeah.
And look at us right now. Look at you sitting in this chair halfway through a sweep right now. Look at this.
Yeah, it's stunning. And a lot of the people in Minnesota are confused and they can't comprehend what happened last night.
Right.
Because Rudy Gobert was not there.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought we might split.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was a bizarre shellacking, because going into the playoffs, I think we all thought Denver was the best team in basketball.
I agree.
And Jokic is the best player. He's crafty and he doesn't have to jump and he has a soft touch, left hand, right hand, whatever he wants. And but now the world is understanding there's a guy named Nikhil Alexander Walker, and Jaden McDaniels, Naz Reid, the Wizard of Naz. And then the guy Anthony Edwards has taken it to another level.
He's unbelievable, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I've just always wanted to have somebody like that to root for. And now, being a Knicks fan, seeing Brunson doing what he's doing right
Brunson's
now.
Yeah, Brunson's playing very well.
I mean, it's just awesome to see that and feel that. But, I mean, rooting for Anthony Edwards right now must be just a total blast right now.
Yeah, he was raw coming out of college. He was the number one pick. He didn't get Rookie of the Year because LaMelo Ball was more polished at the time. But physical specimen who, like Dwayne Wade and LeBron, not the greatest jump shooter.
Mm-hmm.
He's hitting it now in the playoffs more so. You know, he had a stretch of four games at the end of the regular season where he went 0 for 22 on threes, like four-game stretch.
Mm-hmm.
And he got in the gym and was just keep working on a shot. And he's shooting so well. And the other thing is his floor game has improved because they double-team him, and he has to get rid of the ball and then get it back. And Mike Conley and Finchie are telling him, get out of the double-team, we'll give it back to you. And he's learning how to play the game.
Conley's awesome, too.
Tell him the story about Conley when you texted me.
What do you mean? Tell us what?
I was in my distressed leather club chair in the morning having coffee, listening to Bill Evans, and I get a text, Mike Conley's coming on the show. Do you have anything for him? Maybe your best interview ever, Rich.
You told me you... Why did that slip my mind? Hold on a minute. Now I'm going to call this up on my text with you here.
So I gave him a couple.
That's right, you did. That's
he was
right.
Great. Mike was
Anthony
awesome.
Edwards, for some reason, calls Mike Conley Bite Bite.
That's right.
Which Mike doesn't like. He likes Minnesota Mike. 36-year-old Mike Conley hanging out with 22-year-old Anthony Edwards.
That's right. You wrote.
And I gave you that gem.
You did. You even wrote one more gem. He was asked recently if he ever yells at his teammates because he's so mild-mannered. And he says no because what? Sometimes late in a game or something like that?
Yeah, he'll take the coach's seat.
He'll take a coach's seat.
Mike Conley.
Kilborn, did you that was next level. How did I totally forget that? I'm sorry.
Because you have other things on your mind.
Dialed.
You did give me all that.
You're at that roast where you were dropping F-bombs, and I can't watch that. I had to cleanse and watch a couple Frasier episodes. I mean, all those F-bombs. Young people.
You went to the tossed salad and scrambled eggs as a sort of a palate cleanser? Is that what you did, Craig?
That's my favorite sitcom, Frasier.
Is it really?
Yeah, yeah.
Your favorite sitcom is Frasier?
Yes, very erudite.
Yes.
Kind of a white collar. Yeah, I like that. Niles, you got to like Niles.
It's a great pop.
Great. By the way, the people in Minnesota don't want me here to talk about this. They want me to talk about the
Timberwolves. Come on, man.
Timberwolves pride.
Dude, let me tell you something. I remember, you know, when I first started seeing you on SportsCenter, I was in Redding, California.
Yeah.
Just up the, well, not just up the road, but you started in Salinas, California,
Salinas,
correct?
Monterey.
Yes.
Lived in Carmel.
So there I was in Northern California, knowing that you had made a career path from Salinas to SportsCenter. And I'm like, that's what I want to do from Northern California. Just turn it on TV and then seeing William Shatner's photograph over your shoulder. I'm like, this guy had me at hello.
Oh.
You know? For sure.
You know, it's interesting when you're my childhood was comedy and basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're in your 20s and 30s, it's all comedy and pop culture.
Yes.
And now that I'm older, I don't care about comedy as much. I just like acting superior. So that's kind of what the and I like the life gorgeous, but my Instagram is the one that really sings. It's so easy for me.
Yeah.
And it's celebrating me deep breathing in a French bistro or bonding with a chilled martini. And you're always so supportive because Rich and I didn't know each other that well, did you know?
Well, you were there. You were there for only I think the first 2-3 months that I was there.
Oh, is that brief?
That's it. Yeah.
Oh wow.
I'll never forget the first night you took me to dinner.
Yeah, I love. I love taking the young people out for dinner.
Have I told this story?
Yeah,
to you?
You've told it.
I don't know. Have I told you?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Where you?
I repeat my stories all the time.
No,
by the way.
Well, I mean, you know, when you're on 3 hours a day for me here, I'm repeating myself all the time. But yeah, where you took me to dinner and you're like, Spark, let's get in the car. And you took me through the Kenny Rogers Rollin' Roaster drive through. And then you started telling me about this new opportunity you might have. You described the Daily Show to me.
Yeah,
you asked me what you should do. You asked me for career advice, and I'm like, I just got here. What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, I know.
And I heard that you were in hot water because you didn't want to do like a Duke North Carolina game on ESPN2 or something like that.
Yeah, I was.
The deuce was beneath Kilby.
Did I ever tell you? You'll get a kick out of this. It's supposed to be a criticism, but I took it as a compliment, and I apologize. The first time I met Jay Leno was at CBS. I'm doing the Late Late Show at CBS.
Yes.
And we had the adjacent studio. Bill Maher was doing Politically Incorrect on ABC.
Yes.
And Jay was doing the show. And I saw him in the hallway. Mm-hmm. And I was going to go down to rehearse. He goes, Craig, Craig, Craig. And I said, nice to meet you. You know, the first time. He goes, hey, you seem a little standoffish. And I loved that. I mean, oh.
Leno accused you of being standoffish?
Yeah, you know, I'm a little into my own world, which I obviously encourage that. I'm just joking, Rich. I'm just being silly. I was when I played ball, I was creative. I was like Pistol Pete, but then I don't play ball anymore, so I need an outlet.
Sure.
So, but yeah, don't you love that word, standoffish?
It's certainly coming from Jay Leno.
Yeah.
So did you become less standoffish after hearing that?
I mean, I did a show once years later. He was nice to me. You know, he's nice to the guests. So it was all good. Yeah. Speaking of standoffish, what's wrong with Jamal Murray?
Ooh, bad vibes.
I don't know, man.
Is he going to get suspended?
How does he not?
That's what I'm saying.
He threw, like, if he hit the ref with the heat pack, could you imagine? He's lucky he didn't make contact.
The refereeing has been bizarre. I like that they're letting them play. That's an advantage to the Timberwolves because they play physical defense.
Yes, they do.
But did you see game one? Did you see when Ant got clobbered?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I mean, Reggie Miller's like, this is the second round of the playoffs. Like, you can't miss calls like that. That is the definition of a hacking foul.
And then they called a taunting technical on him, and they rescinded it after the game where he just made a layup on Reggie Jackson and just looked at him. Because Ant can get into the game. He can get into the game.
That's one
he
way
had
to
a lot
say.
Of technicals. He's not as bad as Luka, but he's toned it down in the playoffs.
Right.
But the refereeing is... How does Mike Malone not get a technical for running on the court? I think he wanted one to inspire his team.
Yeah, it looked like he really was going for it. But
look at this
photograph.
Look
at the production of the Rich Eisen show.
Face to face. It's like a boxing pre-fight standoff.
Nikhil Alexander Walker, three-pointer, go.
I don't think we got that. Nice. I appreciate it. Oh, well, we got it.
Like that. That's a hook, by the way. That's a hook. That's an offensive foul.
But you're right. I mean, listen, he went face-to-face with the ref. That's one thing. And because to me, you know, I don't mind when refs don't have a quick technical trigger or a home plate umpire doesn't eject somebody.
Yeah.
But to throw a heat pack onto the court, and it's just like you're clearly trying to throw something at the officiating. And even if you're sitting there saying you're not, you're protesting
absolutely
the officiating by throwing something onto the court.
Right. Now, I heard other reports that he threw a towel and they quickly took it off. And I also heard he did the money sign for the refs are being paid off.
Well, is that because Gobert did that, right?
Gobert did that and he got in major trouble.
Right.
I just hope, you know, games 3 and 4, I want some peaceful basketball. I'm going to a French restaurant afterwards, Mason Margot, David Fema. And I don't want any fouls or any dirty play, you know, when the champs are struggling.
What is Craig Kilborn at a French restaurant look like? Can you paint the word picture to me? First of all, how are you dressed? Are we going Ascot? What are we doing?
A vest. I don't always have a microphone in front of me, even though I request it. No, I it's very fattening. I love puff pastries. I love beef Wellington. I love pate. But Rich, one day after the Wolves win the championship.
Oh.
Well, I don't know what to knock on here.
Okay, yeah.
Hold on.
Wait.
That's superstition.
Are you superstitious?
No, not at all. I was doing it for the listeners, the commoners.
You're doing it for the bit?
The commoners. I'm not superstitious. We're going to go out for a martini. I'll take you to a French restaurant. We'll celebrate.
I'll do it.
Yeah. You can drink a martini, right? I know you love your Barolo wine, which I do as well.
I do. I do like the red. It's the better. Italian red. Yeah. You know,
stick with wine, young people. I will never in my life have an espresso martini. They're disgusting and unhealthy.
Oh.
I don't
very
know, just,
popular.
Exactly.
So much sugar and caffeine. Popular. Just have the straight vodka.
I don't understand the point of an espresso martini.
It's just a fad.
Because doesn't it cancel each other out?
I think so.
The alcohol content gets canceled out by the caffeine,
does
it not?
It's a waste of my time. Now I'm getting upset.
So you're not superstitious?
No.
Neither am I.
Yeah.
Because I told you he wouldn't be. I told you, we had this conversation. And hour one, you and I would not have been able to make contact because we had the Larry O'Brien trophy here in hour
one,
which would have been great if we could keep it. We wanted to keep it for next couple
hours. I
got
a picture of it once a couple years ago, so I've got that.
It's new. They revamped it.
Oh, did they?
Oh, it looks beautiful.
They have some ice on it, some diamonds?
No. they have some silver on it. There it is right there.
Beautiful.
For the basketball, grooves. And then they've made a net out of the back of it now. You can see
that silhouette. Is that figure right there more iconic than the Jordan Nike?
Which my silhouette?
Yeah.
You're talking about? Yes, I will agree with that. It is more iconic than the Jumpman. Yes, sir.
Wow.
It is. Although the original logo, as it was created almost 10 years ago right now, was an exact replica of my running style from my 40-yard dash, exact to the point where the right leg that's up was flayed out because I don't have a great running style at all. And I watched them as they graphically pulled it back in into a more athletic looking stance.
That's great.
And there you have it right there.
It's exciting. It's all exciting. All the anecdotes. We have so many. So what do you think of Karl Anthony Towns?
I love him. By the way, we had him on a few months ago. Yeah. I love him. What a sweetheart of a guy.
So he is. He's a very sweet man. He's polarizing for some people.
Why?
Well, he picks up silly fouls. Now, he's a seven-footer. He reaches sometimes. Mm-hmm. He also, I'm going to get a little technical here.
Yeah.
Unbelievable offensive savant. Can shoot the lights out. Great touch. Won the three-point contest. Mm-hmm. He'll spot up, shoot. Or he'll freight train to the rim drive.
Yes, yes.
He doesn't go three dribbles pull up. He doesn't do pull ups like Kevin Durant or Brandon Ingram. So that causes a little bit of a problem. So he'll get some offensive fouls and he'll get some fouls reaching on defense. And it infuriates people.
Including Anthony Edwards.
Yes.
That soundbite that he had.
Stop effing fouling.
And he was dead serious, by the way. There wasn't like a tongue in the cheek at all. No. Like he's like, we can't be stopped if he's not in foul trouble. And Karl Anthony Towns said something along the lines of, well, yeah, my game is also predicated on defense or whatever. And Edwards like, yeah, stop effing fouling.
I'm telling you, Anthony Edwards' personality is real, authentic, down to earth, charismatic. He's so entertaining for everyone. I've seen non-sports fans listen to interviews with him, and they're like, this guy's great.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
Can't get enough of him. Where do you stand on the MJ of it all? That name's been thrown out a lot over the last...
It's the highest compliment you can...
It is, but you, as somebody who sat on the SportsCenter set for the heyday of Michael Jordan...
Well, I think it's... I mean, Jordan's the best, and has a long way to go, in my opinion. Hmm. I did say during the regular season, and I hope I'm wrong... I said I don't think he'll ever be as fundamentally sound as Michael Jordan. Jordan just was more fundamentally sound. But Ant is learning how to make the right pass, not to turn it over as much. Did I tell you, I met Ant at a Wolves practice this year.
Okay.
Can I quickly tell you something
Please
funny?
Please, tell. What do you got?
So they were practicing. They had a layover here in L.A., and I know Finchie, really super nice guy, but great coach, and he's coaching them hard this year, which I really appreciate. And I'm just talking to him, and I was doing jokes. It was after practice, and they were shooting around. I said, hey, can I go talk to Slo-Mo and get the hitch out of his shot? Because Kyle Anderson has a hitch in his shot. And Finchie goes, good luck. And then and then he said, have you ever met Ant? And I said, no. So I knew he was going to call Ant over.
Uh-huh.
And I said to Finchie, I said, just so you know, Joe DiMaggio at the end of his life insisted that he was – introduced as the greatest living Yankee, just so you know. And he said, how do you want me to introduce you? Which I thought was hilarious because he has so much on his mind. And now he's going to introduce me to Ant, but I want to tell him what to say. Yeah. I mean, I'm being silly. I said, well, I did late night. I like being called a natural host. That's what I said. So Ant comes over. I shake his hand. And Finchie says, this is Craig Kilborn. He's one of the original ESPN SportsCenter anchors. Mm. And he finishes. I said, I'm a legend to Ant. And he laughs. And we took a picture. And I said, keep working on your game, man, and try not to turn the ball over. And then he said, nice to meet you, sir. And I said, you don't have to call me sir. And he walks away. And I said to Finchie, is it okay that I told him not to turn the ball over? And he said, we're all telling him the same thing. But I loved it. We were talking about the intro.
The natural host. Oh, my gosh. Oh. And it's so crazy, man, that, you know, he's 22. So you were long gone from SportsCenter when he was born. It's kind of wild.
And just to let the national media know, some of these people are like, he's got to go to a bigger market. He's not leaving. He's not leaving Minnesota.
Well, they say that about anybody who plays in Wisconsin or Minnesota or whatever. Like,
Tim Duncan's got to leave San Antonio. No, he doesn't.
And he didn't.
He didn't.
Craig Kilborn here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's take a break. We'll come back. You've got a top five. We're just going to go wherever the hell our conversation takes us. That's the beauty of it. Lord Kilby is here. This is the Rich Eisen Show. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people, or as you might know from their jingle, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. Because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Craig Kilborn here on the Rich Eisen Show. Our radio audience just returned. He's the natural host right here on the Rich Eisen Show.
So also known as not, kind of pathetic.
No, it's not. There it is. There's your Chiron, the natural host.
T-Wolves have the second best odds right now.
Yeah. Well, they should.
Why wouldn't they?
Yeah, they should.
I mean, the way that they are playing, they could get through the West.
I was going to text my friend if they won game one at Denver, and I was going to say we just won the championship, because I thought Denver was the best team, and now that we were able to win the one game there, we're going to win the series. We play well against OKC, who we might play next. I think they'll beat Dallas. Boston, I have a lot of respect for. The Wolves will not have home court in any of these, by the way.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right. Including it. Well, I mean, is it top seed in the NBA Finals, or do they flip it?
Top seed, Boston.
It's the way it works?
Yeah, unless they change the rules.
Yeah. It's the top record, right?
Best record, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think because that's where baseball used to flop it. It was an American League year and a National League year or something like that.
Well, then it was the All-Star game.
By the way,
we're not talking baseball.
Craig, no.
Sorry. Let's go.
Although the Twins just had an 11-game win streak. Yeah. Congratulations on getting my favorite Michigan quarterback as your quarterback.
So tell me. What should I expect? I know it's a crapshoot with all these guys.
It is.
The Bears go Trubisky, Fields, and
yes.
Now Caleb Williams.
Yes.
This is the highest we've drafted a quarterback, number 10.
Since Christian Ponder?
11, yeah.
Yeah.
So you're saying...
He's not Christian Ponder.
Okay.
With all due respect to the Ponders. Yes, he is a... this guy's... All right. I don't mean to denigrate anybody else. Okay. I love this kid. Okay. He's great.
Great.
Okay, and I have been from this chair... pounding the table for him and singing his praises and being such a Michigan honk that both of these guys that are to your behind you and TJ Jefferson and to your left and Chris Brockman are sick and tired of me talking about the Michigan Wolverines. They don't want me to talk about them anymore.
Congratulations on the win.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, that's huge.
The national championship would see. I can't resist it. But these guys met JJ McCarthy in person in Detroit.
Right.
And they can't resist. He is
Can I say something and tell me what you think of this? Obviously, I'm pulling for J.J. McCarthy.
Yes, sir.
I'm also pulling for Sam Darnold. I think he's talented. I do that.
Well, I'm...
Baker Mayfield in Tampa. Come on, it's fun.
I agree. And Darnold is in that sort of launch
position.
More
talented than Baker, right? Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know.
He moves well. He has a stronger arm.
I think he's going to get the year to do that as well. I think he's going to get the week one start, and I think they're going to want J.J. McCarthy to kind of have the – and this is not – I'm not comparing the two, because obviously the quarterback, rookie quarterback in division is the kid who's been compared to Patrick Mahomes. But they want to do the – sort of have Sam Darnold be the Alex Smith of this situation, take a team to the playoffs when they are potentially playoff ready, as this team is. And that J.J. McCarthy sit there, maybe wet his beak a little bit in the final week of the season.
Perfect.
And then take it over. That's the I think what their plan is going to be, and that Darnold will have a possibility to just show everybody that he's the guy who was third overall in that draft because they are that talented.
Right.
They are that good, and your coach is awesome too.
And let me say you're 100% right.
Thank you.
The only thing with KOC, just make sure the marriage of the run and the pass, run the ball a little bit. I'm just these are technical things. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Craig.
Yes.
Rich.
Yes.
Brian Flores.
Yeah.
Love Vince. Him.
Yeah.
We're lucky to have him as the defensive coordinator.
Yes, indeed.
You have an opinion on him?
I think last year the defense looked a little different, didn't it?
Yeah.
So I like him.
Yeah.
I like him a lot.
Good.
And I think he's really talented, and I think there's a ton of talented guys on that team.
I think the Vikings being overlooked, though, right?
Well, and Aaron Jones going there, too.
Well, I think I've heard them. They're going to say it's a tough division now, and they've been picked to finish last, which
well,
is...
Well, that's because everybody is believing in the Caleb Williams. You can't call it hype because it's real.
Yeah.
But the fact that Caleb Williams will have a smooth transition into the NFL and is that talented and that much of a difference maker that the Bears are going to be a playoff team. And then last year you have two other playoff teams mm-hmm. coming back looking even better yep. because if they drafted well and they did well in their right. in their roster building over the last couple months in the Lions and the Packers. So that's yep. I think and plus everybody's wondering who the quarterback is and how good
makes
Darnold's going to be.
We'll see.
That's
I'm feeling good about the team.
But I mean, J.J. McCarthy's just
great.
I'm very excited for you.
Happy to hear that.
He's a winner. He's lost 3 football games in his life, I believe. 2 in high school and 1 at Michigan. So
perfect.
Obviously, I'm very biased.
Fired up.
Okay. So Craig Kilborn is here on the Rich Eisen Show. Who did you do your first Sports Center with? Who was it?
Might have been Carl. Steve Levy or Carl Ravitch?
Okay.
I can't remember.
Yeah. You did most of your
with
sports
Carl.
With Carl, right?
And then Brett Haber.
Hey,
yeah, because right. Carl went to do baseball tonight.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now the voice of Sunday Night Baseball on
yeah.
ESPN.
Yeah.
That's his sport, so he's probably psyched. Do you remember what was it 2:30 in the morning? Was it 2:30
yeah,
in the morning?
Yeah, we did 2:30 in the morning, and it wasn't the healthiest of schedules for me. Because if I said something clever, I had to stay up and when it started at 6 a.m. and I would eat some breakfast and then listen to myself and critique myself. And yeah.
You watched yourself to critique yourself?
Yeah, that's the only way I learned. I said, that's obnoxious. People are going to say, you're going to watch this and say you're obnoxious? Yeah, probably. Very self-deprecating.
So you weren't told, you're being obnoxious. You'd learned it yourself.
Oh, Craig. I think my dad said your mouth's going to get you into trouble.
Is that what he said
yeah.
to you?
Yeah, my dad was very funny, but he also thought I was poised and clever. And my older brother, who I took to the Phoenix games 1 and 2 in Minnesota, that was fun. He's an older brother who was introverted, the lone valedictorian of his graduating class of 500 software engineer, had the high jump record for 15 years at Hastings High. And as I'm introducing him to people, my restaurant friends, they're all like, he's slightly better looking than you, Craig. It was very entertaining for me.
Well, Keith Olbermann was the one who would walk past me in the hallway for about a week. And he would just walk past me and go, nope, not yet.
Wow.
And I'm like, okay. And I was, again, 26, just fresh off of Redding, California, coming to Sports Center. We shared an agent. Uh-oh, what was that, Mike? Is that phones are going off right now?
Amber alert.
Yeah. Everybody's got phones.
Oh, this is a test.
I just hit clear.
Oh, man.
That's weird.
Emergency
So Keith is walking down the hallway and saying, nope, not yet. So after a week of it, I bit. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's basically told me I was joking too much on the air.
Oh.
And that I needed to do one highlight without a joke, then one segment without a joke, and then one half a show without a joke, and then do one entire show without a joke, and then do an entire week like that, and then I'm halfway home, is what he told me.
And I want to apologize. I was sleeping. I wasn't able to watch your shows and give you my feedback. very nice of KO to reach out like that.
Although, I will tell you this. I do remember passing by you for the first time in the hallway because, again, I was a big fan going there. I remember exactly where it was. It was in the stairwell between the third and the second floor.
Whoa.
And exactly where it was, we passed by each other. You went right up the stairwell, and then you open the door again, and you say, hey, Spark, literally. And then I'm like, yeah, I'm going to introduce myself. I'm Rich, and you're going, I'm Craig. I know who you are. I watch you. And you said to me, you're doing a lot of stuff that I do. And then I walked away.
It's a huge compliment, I think. I hope it's a compliment. You took it as a compliment, or I was giving you?
No, but it's one of those moments where you gave me what I was looking for.
An acknowledgement that you exist.
That's number one. And number two, that you were yourself on the air.
Right.
And you were yourself off the air.
Yeah, smart act.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. And then you and I started doing sports centers together.
Yeah.
Which were, I think we probably only did like two or three.
Yeah, it wasn't very many.
And then you were in the Comedy Central Wind.
Yeah, yeah. Happy times. We had fun.
They were fun.
Went back there once, and it was wild.
When did you go back?
I went back for the 2004, I think, for the 25th anniversary.
Yeah.
Did a sports center with DP, and it was just weird. You know, I said, I can't believe I lived here, because I fell in love with California.
Yeah.
And, you know, L.A. and everything. So it was just, but when you're young and you're working hard, you'll do anything. You'll stay up late. You'll just work hard, work extra hours, all that kind of fun stuff.
Yeah, and DP would haze me with love.
Uh-huh.
Where, you know, I would look at the tapes in the machine when they came up from the 11 o'clock sports center. So I was as ready as possible, you know, and I was really into it, staring at the screen. And I just looked to my left at one point, and it's Dan looking down at me. He goes, so you nervous? Like that. And then he would counsel me on occasion. There was the sports center spot I was in where I got sent down to the minors.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, I'm like, really? Like, of all the sport, like, I've been there 3 years, 4 years, and I was kind of, you know, saying I'm established here. Right. So why am I the choice of being sent down to the minors? And he's like, don't be an idiot. Like, they're choosing you because you have comedy chops to do that. You should do this.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be a really great commercial. And Dan reminds me of that all the time.
I got to tell you, DP story quickly.
Please.
I just had gotten there. I came from everyone knew I had lived in Carmel, worked in Monterey, the 110 market. And they said, come down and watch Keith and Dan do the Sports Center so you see how it's going. You know, they're doing a live show at like 8 p.m. or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they were getting a lot of tapes. It was a little bit of a rough show.
Mm-hmm.
And Dan says, hey, are there any openings in Carmel, California? It was like, I'm out of here. You know, it was very funny.
Oh, my God. Good. So it wasn't just me.
Yeah.
That is so Dan. That is fantastic. God, I love that man. I love that man. Let's channel our old Sports Center a little bit here.
Okay.
We've got a top five list.
There you go.
I got a top five list. I asked you to come up with a top five of your favorite athletes of all time.
Yeah, but okay. I took it any way I wanted. So I have three contemporary and a couple old school athletes.
All right. So we've got Craig Kilborn's top five, or we've renamed it. Hit it.
High five. One, two, three, four, five.
Lord Kilby's.
Top five.
All right. You got a little music for him, Mike?
Somebody's very talented here. Good graphic design.
Thank you, sir. That's the Rich Eisen Show team. Emmy nominated, but never won. What the hell's the matter with people?
We're going to go 5-1.
Yes, correct. Number five on your list is who?
Justin Jefferson, the best wide receiver in the NFL, plays for my Minnesota Vikings, and he'll be signing a long-term deal shortly. He'll be the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL.
Okay, so Justin Jefferson is number five on this list.
Yes.
Huh. Okay, so you went contemporary right here. Very good.
Number four, I'm staying with the Vikings, probably my favorite Viking. I like saying the Hitman. Hitman Harry. Harrison Smith, safety out of Notre Dame. The Hitman.
Have you ever met him?
I've not met him.
He's been on the show. He was funny, right?
Yeah, he is. Yeah. He's quirky, funny, low-key. Yeah, yeah. He's a cool guy.
Harrison Smith is number four on the Craig Kilborn list of top five favorite athletes. All right, next up.
Three is a player that we've mentioned. He's an NBA player. I love the NBA. It's Anthony Edwards. I like Cat a lot because he was there before and I support Cat, but Anthony Edwards is obviously very special and everyone is freaking out. They're watching him. He's playing better than I thought he would in the playoffs. He's playing very Anthony Edwards. Those are our best uniforms, by the way.
You like those?
Yeah, they schedule the uniforms. We're wearing these other white ones that we've had for a while. And they won't schedule those until like game five or six in the Denver series, and it might not go five or six. We don't know. It'll go five. I'm sorry.
Gentlemen sweep.
Destroy this tape. I don't want to.
That's too late. It's too late. We're live. We're doing it live. Anthony Edwards, number three. All right, let's get to the top two of Craig Kilborn's favorite athletes.
My favorite player growing up was the doctor from Roosevelt High. Let's see. How did we used to say that? There once was a man went sailing through the air, though his knees might be ailing. He strutted his stuff, and that was enough. for his high wire act was unfailing. Something, we used to write limericks of Dr. J. Julius Erving, favorite player growing up.
He's over your right shoulder. There's TJ Jefferson in over your right shoulder.
Oh, that's my favorite picture. That's in the ABA dunk contest from the foul line.
Is that where that's from?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The good doctor.
The doctor.
The doctor.
And I always loved how the Zinc would announce him, right?
And at forward, University of Massachusetts, Julius Erving. Now smoking in the spectrum.
back when they had him announce there's no smoking in the spectrum. All right, I think I know who number one is on this list, but obviously it's your top five. You have at it. Kilburn.
Larry Legend. Enough said. The greatest forward of all time, Larry Legend.
You would mention his name in SportsCenter highlights when he wasn't obviously on the screen. You would do that all the time. Would you do like...
I like passing. You know, as Moses said, anyone can shoot because Moses could rebound. Well, anyone can shoot, but he had touch passes like Arvidas. You know, a lot of the point guards are moving and they create angles. These guys would find angles at being stationary and he would over his head, boom. So Larry was pretty special. And the fact that he talked trash was hilarious.
The legend of talking trash, right? Where he would, now you see so many players go like this because he's too short to guard me. They put their hand down like that.
I met Larry. He was shooting a commercial out at the Smokehouse in Burbank, a beer commercial. And a friend of mine was directing it. And I got to chat with Larry. And when he was in Indiana State right before the draft, NBA draft, he... playing softball, he broke his finger on his shooting hand, his pointer finger, and never straightened out. And his friends would say, yeah, he shot pretty well in the NBA, but you should have seen him in college before he broke his finger. He couldn't miss.
Oh, my God. That's insane. All right, hit it, Mike. Here goes.
Do you think we need one more? All right, we'll get one more.
All right, you have one more?
You said I could do an honorable mention.
Please, a bonus.
My father, his favorite athlete and his favorite sport was baseball. His favorite athlete was Willie Mays.
So you're giving a little shout out to the say, hey, kid.
Yeah.
Willie Mays.
Very underrated. I mean, he's one of the greatest all-around players. He could run, he could hit, he could run, he could catch, he could steal bases, the whole thing.
I think he's underrated in you know, that whenever people talk about the greatest of all time.
That's what I'm saying.
The GOATs. They don't mention Willie Mays.
Yeah, and my dad taught me. I mean, he said he was the greatest player of all time because of all around. Better than Ted Williams, better than all these guys. But my dad was biased towards Willie Mays.
I forget. Willie Mays' 93rd birthday yesterday.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you for saying that, because I did a top 10 list of my favorite Larrys with the Larry O'Brien here, and I killed off
prematurely
Larry Merchant.
Mr. Mays.
And when we showed Larry Hagman, there was Barbara Eden on the screen, and I said, may she rest in peace, and she is very much alive.
They're both in their 90s as well.
So we can still dream of Jeannie, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Very good.
Yes.
I killed off people. I also mentioned that Stuart Scott once killed off Richard Pryor during a lead-in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was sitting at home. It was 2 in the morning. I did an 11 o'clock sports center. I couldn't go to sleep. I turned it on, and there's Stuart doing a lead-in, talking about the late, great Richard Pryor.
Oh, boy.
I called the control room. I'm like, did Richard Pryor die? They're like, no, we're going to have to stay late and redo it.
The old days.
Remember the days of fixes?
Oh, fixes.
You remember Kill?
This is kind of depressing.
Yeah.
No, I don't go back that far.
Yeah.
You know what's weird? There's a writer who does a lot of the roasts. His name's Ray James. He worked on the Daily Show, and then he moved on. And he said to me when I was doing the CBS show, he says, doesn't the Daily Show seem so far away, like high school? So it's all of this stuff seems so far away.
A different life.
Because there have been different things going on, and it's just wild.
Oh, I see pictures of myself back then. I look completely different. My kids see it, and they're like, wow, you know.
Have more authority now.
With authority?
Yeah.
I remember that. With authority.
Have you ever interviewed Brian Cox or not?
Oh, the actor?
Yeah.
No, not yet. No. I would love to.
I find myself, I didn't really, I heard you watched Succession.
Succession. Yeah.
I watched a little bit of that, a little bit of Billions, but I find myself really liking him in the Bourne series. He was in one of the episodes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And he's so dynamic.
Yeah, he's the greatest.
Yeah.
I love it. Fantastic.
You should get him. You get so many great guests.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord Kilby. Do you want to stay one more segment, finish up the show?
I'm here to help.
Fantastic. We'll come back and we'll finish up this Tuesday show with Craig Kilborn. Fun, feel-good edition of the Rich Eisen Show when we come back.
Only on Roku.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show, where I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Craig Kilborn, final segment here with Craig.
Oh, I was going to tell you. I was going to tell you my Seinfeld. So I've never interviewed him, but I met him once briefly when I was at Comedy Central. But I love his concentration on, he writes jokes, he thinks about it. His life is simple and magical, and I really respect that.
Yeah.
And he does transcendental meditation, and that helps him concentrate. And I don't do TM. Mm-hmm. I do my own thing in my distressed leather club chair. I do basking. I bask, listen to Bill Evans jazz, maybe have a hand mirror, and I just breathe and think. But I did try to learn TM. It's a four classes, yeah. Trained professional. Uh-huh. You go there, you breathe. I was doing very well in class. I was up front, lotus position, deep breathing. I was kind of dominating the class. I was doing really well. And then at the end, Rich, they have to give you a mantra. They give you a mantra. You have to repeat that to have your mind shut down as you're meditating. And I said to the lady, the instructor, I said, can I please choose my own mantra? Because I'm a control freak. And she says, no. And I said, well, listen, let me give you some help. If you're going to choose my mantra, it better include the words Larry and legend or I'm out. And I was out. It didn't work. They didn't. I said goodbye to the class. I said goodbye. I extended my finger like Larry did after winning 3-point contest. And I said, you're all playing for second place in life. So I kind of taunted them as I left. You know what I'm saying?
That's your meditation story.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't work.
It's hard to learn sometimes. You gotta. Anybody here meditate or not?
I can't, man. Susie tries, and we try it sometimes.
Yeah.
She seems to have a much better ability to do it because I'm like, whenever it starts. I just am like, what else do I have to do today? Like, it's the exact...
You're supposed to not think of anything. That's why the mantra is supposed to just keep you simple.
Yeah.
You know?
Why wouldn't she let you choose your own mantra?
Larry Legend. I would be so successful if I would meditate and if she had said Larry Legend.
Instead, there's a steal by bird.
Eating cheese and...
Oh. That is so funny.
Steal by bird.
That's it, sure. Steal by bird. What would TJ? What would be your mantra? What's your mantra?
Oh man, that is a great question.
Yeah, I only asked those.
How about them cowboys?
How about them cowboys? How about them cowboys? It never turns out well.
Poor Dak Prescott.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
They're not going to be so rich. I don't feel that bad for him.
Well, you know? I mean, I can't clear my mind.
Yeah,
it's hard to do. I'm always thinking.
Do you work out? It looks like you do.
I did today.
Yeah, do you have a trainer or you do it by
I do a trainer. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I do a little bit of a place called Rise Movement. Okay. So I rise and I move.
Traffic to get there?
Oh my God. Not traffic to get there. Traffic to get here from there.
Did you shower?
Did I shower? Yeah.
By the way, he hesitated, didn't really answer.
There's a lot of things.
A little hitch in the giddy up right there. Of course, I showered.
You start the show early. I don't know how much you can do prior to the show.
I mean, I didn't just roll. You know, do a little roll on when you come here. You know, I got to make sure I know how you're showing. By the way, 3-piece is next level. You don't just put a 3-piece on for anybody.
Well, these are cords, but yeah, but these are supposed to.
I couldn't tell that.
Yeah, no, that's good. They're supposed to match. Yeah.
You pull it off.
By the way, yes. I can't wear a blazer to games 3 and 4. They have us wear it's a whiteout, so I wear a quarter zip Timberwolves, a white one with the emblem there.
Or you could show up like Fantasy Island. Can't you get some white suit? Come on, now show up like Mr. Rourke.
Show up
in full Ricardo Montalban. You know, Saturday night, 1982. Look, man, let's go.
Right.
Come on, you can get it nice and tailored before game three.
Yeah,
Come on now.
I might try that. You know, the games are late there too, because last night, you know, it started at 10 o'clock on the East Coast. It was 7 here. The Wolves game.
Well,
because they had to show the Knicks Pacers first.
Mountain time is as far west as you're getting right now.
Yeah.
In the NBA playoffs. Everybody's out.
So they won't get to see the Wolves in prime time until they get to the finals.
Ooh. So you're, by the way, during the commercial break, we look up because, you know, I've got the sports mix on here. Both ESPN and Colin on Fox had the same lower third of, is this series over?
Right.
You know, are the Nuggets done, essentially? At the same time, they're having
the same
conversation.
They're just repeating material. We have natural host on ours. We have Kylan natural host.
The natural host. We got
and
top
they're just
fives.
Doing we're, the basic question.
Yeah, we're talking meditation. Yeah. We're talking French bistros.
Yeah.
Come on now.
But the series is over, right?
I mean,
right. You know what I'm saying? So.
I mean, I don't know.
I'm going to respect them and say they're going to win a game. I don't know when. Maybe after we've swept them, maybe.
Well, I mean, nice. I'm holding my breath to hear what the league has to say about the heat pack throw.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you get away with just a fine on that one?
I heard a lot of guys, like on NBA TV, Sam Mitchell, former Wolves coach and Wolves player,
yes,
scored the first basket in Wolves history, Sam Mitchell. He said, you know how dangerous that is? What if somebody slipped on that?
Yeah.
A player slipped on that.
Yep.
Cat actually stepped on it after he hit a layup. Or yeah. It happened during when he
That's
was
That's how
scoring.
You turn an ankle or
yeah,
something
yeah.
like that.
I mean, it's really dangerous. So let's hope the league hammers Jamal Murray.
Are you using
He's got a bad attitude. He's got a bad attitude.
Are you sending messages right now through the Rich Eisen show? Craig, is that what you're doing?
Because,
you know, we can affect news here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Just do a poll and make sure it's 90. Make sure everyone knows, the league knows. Who does that? It's not Kiki, is it? Who does the discipline? Is it Kiki Vandeweghe?
I don't know. It used to be Stu Jackson.
Oh, no, yeah. It might be Joe Dumars.
It is Joe Dumars.
Yeah.
No,
can we, Stephen A. called the league office to find out why a player hadn't
gotten... Yeah, Russell Westbrook hadn't been fined.
So are you going to use your stroke
suspended.
To
yeah.
maybe see what's up with Jamal?
Good question.
I don't want you to be a snitch.
Good question.
Yeah.
Why don't you just call the league?
I'm going to wait and see what they do. And then I'll go.
You'll adjust accordingly.
I'll adjust. Get intense. I know Mr. Silver. I had David Stern on my late night show. He was.
That'd be cool.
The only guy that did late night, and it was during the Lakers. I wasn't a big Shaq, Kobe, Laker fan. I like the Sacramento Kings because they played the game the right way. But but all of her questions, I had the writers there. I said, "Hey, David Stern's coming up. What questions should we ask them? When are they going to have a women's professional league?" They do all these silly questions. They already had the WNBA. But every guy would say, how come that big guy in the middle gets to knock people over? Like we just kept doing Shaq offensive foul questions. It was hilarious. He's very difficult to referee.
I'm sure.
That's what he said.
That sounds like the commissioner of the NBA, David Stern, for sure. All right. The Life Gorgeous drops what? Once a week?
On Tuesdays, the Life Gorgeous podcast. And as I mentioned, I still love my Instagram. It's a creative outlet. It's fun. Oh. And you've always encouraged me.
Oh,
on,
my God.
The,
when you got on it, we all saw it. We would come
banner
back
day.
In here and say, like, you know.
What did you say?
Banner day when Craig signed.
No doubt about
here.
It.
Yeah.
So, Craig Kilborn, let's do this more often.
Absolutely.
Certainly as the Wolves progress.
Right.
Sweep.
And I'll have you on the Life Gorgeous. I know
please.
Your schedule's busy. And then
no,
we'll go
please.
To Rayo's.
Yes.
There are other restaurants I like. Republique, which is a French restaurant in Hancock Park. I know Walter Mansky.
Kilby, everybody.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Good to be home. Good to be home.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker.
Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a 3-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.